Tributes have been streaming in for the American singer Prince, who died unexpectedly on Thursday at the age of 57. President Obama described him as a virtuoso instrumentalist, a brilliant bandleader, and an electrifying performer. David Sillitoe now looks back at his life.
The singer released his first album in the late 70s, and by the 80s was one of the biggest stars in pop music. One of the few black artists to appear regularly in the early days of MTV. His musical output was extraordinary. He wrote hits for The Bangles, Sinead O'Connor, as well as a run of multi-million selling albums of his own. His last release was late last year.
Fans of Prince have gathered in the rain opposite his home and studios at Paisley Park in Minneapolis. Andrea Swenson from Minnesota Public Radio says Prince left a great legacy for the state.
He is by far the most famous musician that we have that continued to live here and support the scene here. Obviously, he's going to have a very long-lasting influence on the community here.
At the start of a visit to Britain, President Obama has repeated his support for the country remaining in the European Union ahead of a referendum in June. In an article for the Daily Telegraph, Mr. Obama said membership of the EU magnifies Britain's influence. He also implied that if Britain left the EU, it would be less able to tackle terrorism, the migration crisis, and economic problems. Mr. Obama has defended his right to comment on the issue, despite criticism from some senior British figures campaigning to leave the EU. The World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, has suspended accreditation of China's anti-doping laboratory for up to 4 months after it fails to meet with international standards. More details from Nicholas Russia.
WADA had been investigating recent claims that China's sporting authorities had covered up positive drug tests of 5 swimmers to avoid a scandal ahead of this month's Olympic trials. 2 of the tests are believed to have been failed in October and the other 3 this year. Earlier this month, WADA stripped a Moscow laboratory of its right to test athlete samples after it too allegedly failed to meet international standards. Russian athletes are currently suspended from international track and field events because of the failures in the country's anti-doping program.
World News from the BBC. The Chadian president Idriss Deby has secured a 5th term in office after winning more than 60% of the votes in the first round of presidential polls. He's been in power since 1990 when he orchestrated a military coup. The UN Special Envoy for Syria says he's certain that peace negotiations will continue next week. Staffan de Mistura dismissed as diplomatic posturing the decision by Syria's main opposition representatives to leave the talks early. Imogen Folks has this report.
Opposition leaders have now left Geneva and say they won't return until there is a significant improvement on the ground. They want an end to aerial bombardment, the release of political detainees, and more aid deliveries for Syrian civilians. Their hope is that the big powers, Russia chief among them, will pressure the Syrian government to do at least some of this. Meanwhile, President Assad's negotiators remain at the UN in Geneva, insisting they are still ready to talk peace.
The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation has suggested that the agency paid more than $1 million to hack into the cell phone used by one of the San Bernardino attackers. The FBI director, James Comey, said he could not reveal the precise amount paid to an unidentified third party for the software used to unlock the iPhone. Before it cracked the code itself, the FBI had launched a legal claim against the iPhone maker Apple to gain access to the device. Syed Farouk and his wife shot and killed 14 people in San Bernardino in December. The Mexican president Enrique Peña Nieto has said he is sending a bill to the Congress proposing the legalization of marijuana for medical purposes and increasing the amount allowed for personal use. Mr. Peña Nieto said marijuana users should not be considered criminals. BBC World News.